All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. It is that time of the week, folks. My key games in the upcoming weekend in the world of college football, and it does not get any bigger than this weekend because we are on the cusp of championship weekend in the world of college football, and a lot is going to be decided as far as who will play who in which bowl games, along with the four teams that will get into the college football playoff. Now, I'm going to start off this Friday night in the Mid-American Conference Championship game, which will take place at Ford Field in downtown Detroit City, USA. And it will feature Bowling Green taking on Northern Illinois. And you look at this Bowling Green offense, which is ranked third in the nation, and they can light up any scoreboard. Quarterback Matt Johnson in this game has the potential to go over the 5,000-yard mark this year in passing. He's already thrown 41 touchdown passes to just 6 interceptions. And you look at the trio of receivers that he throws to in Roger Lewis, Garrett Dieter, and Ronnie Moore. And you cannot sleep on this running game for Bowling Green, led by running back Travis Green, who himself has already eclipsed the 1,000-yard mark in rushing. Now, it's not just about the offense for Bowling Green. You look at their defense, led by linebackers Austin Valdez and Trenton Green. And this defense for Bowling Green has also picked off opposing quarterbacks 17 times this year. Now, for Northern Illinois, this is not the most talented Northern Illinois team, especially with what we've seen them produce over the past few years. But they still have a very solid running game led by running back Joel Wagman, who has over 1,200 yards on the ground along with 18 rushing touchdowns. And the Huskies defense can hold their own as well, as they have picked off opposing quarterbacks 19 times. But I'm not sure if Northern Illinois' defense is going to be able to slow down this Bowling Green offense enough throughout this game. Thus, I'm going to take Bowling Green to win the MAC this year by the score of 44-34. Now, moving ahead to Saturday, it's the inaugural American Athletic Conference title game, and it will take place in Houston, where the 19th-ranked Houston Cougars, being that they are the higher-ranked team in the rankings, will take on and host the 22nd-ranked Owls of Temple. Now, you look for Temple, you look at this Temple team, and there's nothing flashy about what they do. It's all about their running game, and it's all about their defense. And for Temple to go on the road and get the victory, they'll need a big game from running back Jahad Thomas, along with linebacker Taylor Matakavich, who has nearly 120 tackles on the year. Temple simply packs their lunch, and to beat them, you're going to be in for a street fight, as they have 32 team sacks along with 16 interceptions. But you look at Houston quarterback Greg Ward, and there's not that much that this youngster can't do. And Houston's defense can hold their own as well, led by linebacker Alandon Roberts, who will tackle anything that moves. And I'm going to take Houston at home in this one by the score of 34-24. Now, it's the Conference USA Championship game, as the Southern Miss Golden Eagles will travel to take on the Hilltoppers of Western Kentucky. And between these two teams, they only have one conference loss this year. Now, you look at Southern Miss, and led by quarterback Nick Mullins, who has passed for nearly 4,000 yards this season. He's thrown for 35 touchdowns to just 9 interceptions, and this guy can do it all. He has talent around him on the offensive side of the football with running back Jalen Richards and wide receiver Michael Thomas. Defensively, Southern Miss has 31 team sacks, so I will look to see if they can put some pressure on this Western Kentucky offense and slow them down. But Western Kentucky can do their thing on offense as well, led by quarterback Brandon Doughty and wide receiver Taywan Taylor. But I'm going to take Southern Miss on the road in this one by the score of 38-31. Now, the granddaddy of all conference championship games. And the reason why I say that, because this was the first conference to do it back in 1992. And I'm talking about the Southeastern Conference. And it will take place once again at the Georgia Dome in Atlanta with two familiar foes, as you have the 18th ranked Florida Gators out of the East taking on the second ranked Alabama Crimson Tide out of the West. Now, this is the eighth time that both of these teams have met in the SEC title game. And you go back to this rivalry, they met in the first three editions of this game, even going back to when the game was played at Old Legion Field in Birmingham, Alabama. But it's not your typical Florida Gators team that is coming into this contest. As you have to ask yourselves, are the Gators simply overmatched when they take the field this Saturday at the Georgia Dome? And the reason why I say that is Florida comes into this game ranked 104th in total offense. The only points that they scored last Saturday against Florida State at home were off of a safety. So you factor that in going up against this Alabama defense that has been tough, to say the least, ever since they lost to Ole Miss earlier this year. But you look at this Alabama running game with Derrick Henry, and he's going up against one of the better defenses in the nation for Florida, and it will be interesting to see who will win that battle. Will it be Alabama's offensive line, or will it be Florida's defensive line? Now, defensively, Alabama has 41 team sacks this year, along with 15 interceptions, which means they are really going to pin their ears back, stop this Florida running game, and they want to go out there and make Florida quarterback Treyon Harris beat him with their arm. That is going to be very tough to do. Florida's defense is going to have to keep them in the game. They're going to have to force at least two turnovers to have a shot, but I don't see it happening because Alabama appears to be a team on a mission to get back to the college football playoffs, and thus I'm going to take the Tide in this one by the score of 37-17. Now, moving along, you have the Mountain West Championship game, which will take place Saturday night at Qualcomm Stadium in San Diego, California, where the San Diego State Aztecs out of the Western Division will welcome the Air Force Falcons out of the Mountain Division. Now, make no mistake about it, the Mountain Division of the Mountain West was the tougher division this year, as was expected. If you go back and look at my preseason projections for this division, it basically fit to a T, as only two teams from the West, San Diego State and Nevada, are actually going to be bowl eligible. So this will be one of the few tests that the Aztecs have had in conference play all year long. And they will once again rely on their running game and running back Danell Pumphrey, who has nearly 1,500 yards on the ground to go along with 16 rushing touchdowns. The San Diego State defense has 32 team sacks and 20 picks, but you really don't have to worry about that because Air Force is all about that triple option under head coach Troy Calhoun, which means that this San Diego defense will have to play disciplined football, keep their lane assignments, and just tackle the guy that has the ball on this option. Now, this Air Force defense does have 36 team sacks of their own, and this is going to be a physical game because you know when you are playing one of the service academies, win or lose, they are going to leave it all out there on the field. But I'm going to take San Diego State at home by the score of 28-24 as I see them winning their first outright conference title since 1986. Now, staying in the state of California on Saturday night, you'll have the Pac-12 title game, which will take place at Levi Stadium in Santa Clara, where it's the 20th ranked USC Trojans meeting the 7th ranked Stanford Cardinal. Now, there's plenty on the line for both of these teams. A victory by SC will more than likely get them a Rose Bowl bid, while a victory by Stanford could help them sneak into the back door for the Field of Four and the college football playoff. Now, both of these teams did meet earlier in the season at the Coliseum in Los Angeles, where Stanford got the best of USC by the score of 41-31. Now, make no mistake about it for this Stanford team under head coach David Shaw. They want to run the football and they want to dictate things and lean on this SC defense with their massive offensive line. Now, you look at Christian McCaffrey at running back for Stanford, who is a Heisman Trophy candidate, and he will really make USC's defense stay honest and try to stop him all game long. Kevin Hogan, the senior quarterback for Stanford, is more like been there, done that, and he's trying to get this team back to a big-time bowl game. But for USC, through everything that they've gone through this year, this is an opportunity to wipe it all aside. They went out last week at home and they beat their arch rivals in the UCLA Bruins to get to the Pac-12 title game for the first time. That because of that win, you saw SC Athletic Director Pat Hayden give interim head coach Clay Helton a 5-year contract and remove the interim tag from him. So it'll be interesting to see if USC can ride that wave of momentum. Now you look at senior quarterback Cody Kessler for the Trojans, and this is what he came to SC for, to lead this team to a Pac-12 championship, and he has his opportunity right here to get his team to the Rose Bowl in Pasadena. Wide receiver Juju Smith-Schuster will need to have a very big game against the Stanford defense if USC is going to get the victory. And the Stanford defense, which is led by Blake Martinez, who has 120 tackles, will be all over the field. USC is going to give a game effort, but I think Stanford is a little bit better. And I'm going to take this Cardinal to squeak by the men of Troy by the score of 31 to 30. Now, in the Big Ten title game at Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis on Saturday night, it's the fifth-ranked Michigan State Spartans out of the Big Ten East meeting the fourth-ranked Iowa Hawkeyes, out of the Big Ten West. Now, what this game becomes is an elimination game for the college football playoff, being that Iowa is ranked fourth and Michigan State is ranked fifth. I do not see both of these teams getting into the field of four. Now, you look at Michigan State. They only had one loss this season, and it came on the road against Nebraska, a team that finished the regular season with a losing record. But credit to this Michigan State club under head football coach Mark D'Antonio, as they defeated Oregon at home, along with going on the road and beating both Michigan and Ohio State. Now, senior quarterback Connor Cook is trying to go down in the annals as the best quarterback in program history for the Spartans, and he'll look for wide receiver Aaron Burbridge to try to do his thing against this pesky and stingy Iowa defense. Michigan State, led by defensive lineman Schlick Calhoun, does have 32 team sacks this season, so I want to see if they're going to be able to stop this Iowa running attack and force them into passing situations, which they are uncomfortable with. But you look at this Iowa team, led by their head coach, Kurt Ferentz. They are a no-name team. They've flown under the radar all year long. We all know that the Big Ten West was not as strong as the Big Ten East, but Iowa took advantage of that. And you can't take anything away from them. They cannot apologize for who they played. They simply went out there and beat everybody. And this game right here is an opportunity for them to show that they are the real deal. This is going to be an old school, blue collar, Big Ten type game, which goes back to a different era. But I think Michigan State is the better team. And because of that, I'm going to take Sparty by the score of 24-17. And finally, on Saturday night, it's the Atlantic Coast Conference Championship game, which will take place in Charlotte, where the 10th-ranked North Carolina Tar Heels will travel to take on the top team in the land in the Clemson Tigers. Now, North Carolina comes into this game with a record of 11-1, and it was only a loss in the first game of the season at this stadium to the South Carolina Gamecocks that has prevented North Carolina from being higher up in the college football playoff rankings. But you have to credit the job that Larry Fedora has done as far as turning this program around. Now, for the Tar Heels, it's plain and simple. Give the football to running back Elijah Hood and get out of his way. Defensively, Carolina does have 15 interceptions this year, and it will be interesting to see if they will be up for the challenge against Clemson quarterback Deshaun Watson in this one. But Clemson is trying to be a team of destiny this year. Along with Watson, you have running back Wayne Gallman, who is a playmaker, and this Clemson defense does have 36 team sacks. North Carolina is not going to roll over for Clemson. Let's get that straight right now. Carolina is a very good team, and I'll tell you right now, they know that if they go out there and beat the number one team in the land, who is undefeated, they will try to really leapfrog a whole bunch of teams and sneak into the college football playoff field of four. But I do not think that is the case, as Clemson will have enough to get past Carolina in this one by the score of 34 to 31. So those are my picks, folks, for this weekend's key games in the world of college football. And as always, I want to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping the day's action from week number 13 in the National Football League. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is a Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check that out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.